This one doctor that I know of, this guy, he was a mechanical engineer for, he graduated from, and then he, when he got into the hydraulic section of engineering, he got over into the heart also at that time, and he loved the heart so much, since it was a hydraulic device, he decided to change from being a mechanical engineer to a medical doctor. So the guy changed and became a medical doctor. Today he's a heart specialist. And one of the things that he's told us, he said, one of the things I've experienced in all these years now being a medical, a cardiologist, he says, is whenever somebody comes in and I say, what is your problem? They come to me because I'm a heart doctor. And I say, do you think you're having a heart attack? And they say, oh no, I believe I got something wrong in here maybe, but I just don't believe, I got a good heart, so I don't believe I'm having a heart attack, but the pain is around my heart. So I got something wrong, but I don't believe I'm having a heart attack. He said, of all the thousands of people I have checked out and done a diagnosis on, not one single person that ever said, I don't think I'm having a heart attack, not one single one of them has ever had a heart attack. But he said, every person that comes to me when I say, do you think you've had a heart attack? They said, yes, I feel I'm having a heart attack and I got to do something quick. I could possibly die. And he said, every person that I've done a diagnosis on that said they were having a heart attack, every one of them had had some form of from a mild to a major heart attack. Now, isn't that amazing? Do you reckon that scripture in Proverbs 18:21 is important? I want Dave to turn to Proverbs 18:21, then we'll come back to this scripture. I want you to see what Jesus said in Proverbs 18:21. Look at this. What's that say? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Is what you say with your tongue important? It's only life and death. You know, most people don't believe that. You know, most people, just when the devil puts a thought in your mind, you agree with him. Why do so many Christians agree with the devil every time a thought comes to our mind that you're sick, you're afflicted, you can't do this, you're getting old, you're wore out. I mean, after all, you're over the hill, you're 50 years old or you're 60 years old. You know you're worthless and useless. You know you can't be used for nothing no more because you're 60 years old, you're over the hill. And you know what most people do? I just like I asked a guy, he was a fire marshal down at DFW Airport one day, and he come checking our building. I was walking around with him. I was many years his senior, and we're walking around, we're checking the building out. He said, oh, Thurman, I'll be so glad when I get 62. I said, why? He said, I just can't wait to retire. I don't know if I'm going to make it long enough to retire or not. I said, well, good grief, what makes you think you're going to have a better life when you retire after 62? He said, well, I'm just wore out doing this, and I just can't do this no longer. I said, all you do is go around and check buildings. I said, any dummy could go around and do what you do. All you do is go around and check buildings. I said, you don't have to know hardly nothing. He said, well, if you was old as me, you would understand. I said, what if I told you I'm already way older than you are, 10 years older than you are? I said, I don't plan to retire ever. You don't? I said, no, I'm going to work till I'm 80 years old. At least 80. I don't plan to ever retire. But see, God was listening. Oh, you don't plan to retire, huh? No, Lord, I don't plan to retire. I'm going to work forever. But you said you're going to work in your engineering job. But I got something else for you. You ain't going to work till you're 80 in the engineering. I got a job for you teaching my word. And you're not going to teach here. You're not going to work here till you're 80 years old. Because I'm going to get you fired when you get to be 62. And that's what he did. He fired me at 62. They called me in because I did a miracle in the name of Jesus. Of course, it wasn't much of a miracle. A little lady got burned real bad in an oven. You know, she fell in the oven and from right here to right here burned all the skin off of her arm. Big old blisters. And she was screaming bloody murder. And I went running down there when I heard this and laid hands on her and quoted three different sets of scriptures. I quoted Isaiah 53:4, which says he bore your pain. Then I quoted Mark 16:18. It says lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. And then I quoted Mark 11:23 that says whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you can have it. Now, isn't that three awesome sets of scriptures? And then I turned to the woman and said, woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from my King, and his name's Jesus Christ. Well, the pain goes away. She won't go to the doctor. That's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when this happened. She goes home that night. She serves the evening meal, works in the cafeteria till 11 o'clock that night, feeds all that hungry bunch. Everybody sees her arm, can't believe she's still working. Goes home that night. Her husband sees her arm. He wants to take her to the emergency room. She won't go because there's no pain. She said, if it's bothering me in the morning when I wake up, you can take me to the doctor. This woman ain't got no faith. I don't even know if she knows Jesus or not. But the next morning, when Edelina woke up and looked at her arm had no burn and no problems. It was perfectly normal overnight. Now, who do you think showed up for her?
Jesus.
Why did he show up for her? Because of my faith. My faith in him. He honored my faith. And he healed that woman. Well, that's when, of course, they come around and said, you've got to stop this stuff. You've got to stop praying for people in the workplace. Now, if you were seeing God do those kind of miracles, what would your answer be? Oh, sure, I'll be happy to stop praying, no problem. No, that's not what you do, is it? You tell them no. I mean, I thought that Acts chapter 3, where they come to Peter and John and all of them and said, you guys have got to stop speaking or praying in the name of Jesus. Or maybe it's Acts chapter 6, I forget which one it is, but either 3 or 6. And he says, no, we have to do what God told us to do. They said, well, we're going to beat you if you don't quit this. They said, no matter what you do to us, we're going to continue to speak in the name of Jesus. Is that what we got to do? Yes. So guess what they did to me? They fired me after 29 years with 3 different corporations. It had been bought and sold twice. But anyway, the last one, I'd been there a total of 29 years when they fired me. And when they fired me, I said, praise God, when I saw 5 things on there, my service to the King. There wasn't nothing on there about my job. They couldn't find nothing wrong with my job. Everything I did, all the men I was over, everything, the buildings and equipment, everything I was responsible for, everything was in perfect place. There was not anything out of place. They couldn't find nothing wrong with me there, but they sure could find something wrong about me and Jesus. They didn't like it. And so when they called me in and fired me, I said, praise God. Amen. This one lady, she looked at me and said, Mr. Scrivener, do you realize you're 62 years old? I said, yes, praise God, I know I'm 62. She said, do you know that you are too old and you'll not be able to get another job? I said, you know, I never did work for you people. I've always worked for Jesus. I said, my place of employment is not going to change just because y'all fired me. I still work for the King of the universe, and his name is Jesus Christ. So when I walked out of there, I said, Lord, when I went over there, one of the men, when I went back by the building, they said, Thurman, we will uprise. We'll just do terrible things to this place. I said, no. That's not what God would want you to do at all. I said, God is the one that got me fired. He's got another job for me. He said, what are you going to do? I said, at this point, I have no idea. But I said, I know he's got something. So when I began to pray, Lord, what am I supposed to do? The thought came to me, I want you to have your own church. I want you to start teaching my word. Lord, I don't have a building. I don't have a church. I have nothing. But it wasn't no time hardly at all after that till I was over at Peggy's store in Louisville, Abundant Life. And I was over there getting something one day or talking to her about something. And all of a sudden, Fred Van Loo walks in. And Peggy said, Fred, this is Thurman Scrivener. And so we met and shook hands and everything. And I said, Fred, are you a Christian? Yeah. I said, when's the last time you saw a miracle? He said, what? I said, have you seen any miracles lately or any healings? He looked over at Peggy and said, is this guy real? She said, he's very real. He said, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you saw a miracle? I said, yesterday. He said, what? I said, yeah. So we talked for a couple of hours. And he says, by the way, what are you doing next Saturday? I said, well, not anything. I don't guess why. He said, I have a 1-hour talk show on Saturday morning on radio. He said, I'd like for you to be on the talk show with me. I said, okay, I'll be happy to. And then after we had that talk show that morning for an hour, he took me to dinner, and we had dinner for about 6 hours while we talked over dinner. And then he said, you need a church. I said, but I don't have a place. He said, I got a warehouse, and it's yours for free. I said, okay, then I got a church. And so we started a church over in Dallas in Fred's warehouse. And of course, eventually, we came to here 6-7 years later. And now we got this little church out here. But anyway, you don't have any idea what God has planned for you from day by day. But as long as you stay in there and realize and don't walk in no kind of fear, He's got you covered, doesn't He? He's got you covered. He'll protect you. He'll take care of you. He will bless your socks off. And just like when I say bless my socks off, I was talking to Paul back there a while ago about he was wanting to have some scriptures that talks about, you know, how sin and sickness are directly related, because, you know, most of the church don't know that. They have no idea of that because they've not been taught that. And so I told him, I said, well, you know, a real easy place to start is just remember Deuteronomy 28. He said, oh, I've got the Bible on CD. I'm listening to it right now. I said, well, then in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, I said, you remember the blessings? Oh, yeah, I remember them. And he said, I love those blessings. I said, but 15 through 65, he tells you what he'll do to you and the sickness and disease and the crippling diseases and things he'll put on you if you don't obey him. He said, I didn't like those at all. I said, I didn't like them either. So I said, if we don't like those, there's only one thing we can do. Walk in obedience to His Word, and then you don't have to worry about the curses. They're not there. But you have to obey. Now then, most people don't know those things. But see, now then, the enemy that we've got here, how do we give legal right to the enemy? Well, I want us to go back to that Luke 10, 19, and 20 right quick. First of all, right here, we give legal right to the enemy by our tongue. I mean, you can kill yourself with your own tongue. It's so amazing that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life. So you got to learn to speak life or you're going to speak death. Okay, let's go back to Luke 10, 19, and 20, and let's read those. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Healthcare Plan in the World, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.